M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the warring generals in Sudan have agreed to a 72-hour U.S. brokered ceasefire. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the latest on efforts to get Americans still in Sudan out.
Following the special forces operation that lifted embassy staffers out of Khartoum, an unknown number of Americans still in Sudan have been making their way to the Red Sea coast. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that's now their best option to leave the country.
There should not be a broad expectation of a massive military operation to seize an airport or otherwise evacuate people from a country.
Still, the U.S. is flying intelligence assets over the evacuation route, keeping a watchful eye. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
North Dakota's Republican governor has signed legislation banning abortion at 6 weeks of pregnancy, including in cases of rape or incest. Fox News dumps Tucker Carlson days after the Dominion voting system settlement. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says the leaders of Fox Corporation have sent a clear message.
This is a severe rebuke in anybody's book to Tucker Carlson, and directly it's also a rebuke to Fox News, which supported Tucker Carlson for more than 6 years, almost 7 years.
CBS News has looked into the collapse of hospitals serving some of the nation's most vulnerable communities, like Delaware County Memorial Hospital in Pennsylvania. The hospital was bought by Prospect Medical and shut down a few years later. CBS chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
The closure hasn't hurt everyone. A CBS News investigation has learned that in 2018, before the hospital closed, the company took out a $1.12 billion loan and then paid themselves a $457 million dividend. Sam Lee, the CEO of Prospect Medical, took home about $90 million.
Bed Bath & Beyond is going out of business. CBS's Roxana Saberi speaks with retail analyst Neil Saunders about the bankruptcy.
Founded in 1971 to compete with the home goods sections of department stores, Bed Bath & Beyond became known for its rows upon rows of bed sheets, towels, and kitchen gadgets, and for its popular 20% off coupons.
Does Bed Bath & Beyond's demise signal something larger?
Its bankruptcy does signify that the retail environment and the consumer economy are very challenging at the moment.
As the death penalty case gets underway for Robert Bowers in the 2018 shooting that killed 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue, Pennsylvania Representative Dan Frankel introduces updated hate crimes legislation that expands to other communities, including LGBTQ. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Breaking news! Tucker Carlson is leaving Fox. So my question to you is, who should leave next?
Why stop there?
Why stop with Tuckmeister? But... This is so new that literally I was in the car driving to the studio and I got a text from you, Jane Madnair, saying, expletive, can't say on the radio.
Yep.
Tucker Carlson, Fox. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And literally, I think this broke within the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Washington Post right now saying Tucker Carlson is leaving Fox News. The bombastic host received the largest audience on the conservative network. And I haven't even necessarily had time. I'm sure as of right now, everything is speculation as to why,
right,
who initiated it, what happens from here, who fills his hole, who fills his time slot, who draws an audience like he does, and is it a power play potentially by him to... move on to another network. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Tucker Carlson is leaving Fox News. Who do you think should leave next? Who do you think should leave next, Jane?
I would love to see both Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham get the boot. I don't know that blows up their entire night lineup.
What is their night lineup? I've never just sat down and watched... Like, my consumption of Fox News is clips that go viral when it's on at, like, a nail salon or some public place.
Right.
But I've never just turned it on and, like, I have no idea even what their nightly lineup is. And so is, like, Laura's on every night, Sean's on every night,
and Tucker's
on every night.
Yep.
In what order? You don't know either.
I'm not that big of a masochist.
But they can't just blow up everything.
Well, they can't. And that's why... This may be a one-off. They'll have someone even worse. 844-967-2789. Tucker Carlson out at Fox. It's a parting of the ways. So who should be next? A texter from the 262 says the only problem with Tucker leaving is that everybody thought things would get better when Bill O'Reilly left, and it only got worse. They'll just find another talking head just as bad to take his place.
It's also just an interesting, because he had so much influence and so much power that he clearly just takes his show somewhere else. And he has so much influence and so much power that it's also, do you think this is Fox saying, I think we're good, man. We got to part ways. Or is it him leaving for an opportunity?
Well, it's interesting because during the Dominion case, the discovery portion of the case, when we found out some of the texts that Tucker had been sending to his producer about how much he hated Donald Trump, and I wonder if he just didn't want to have to face going back to being such a big cheerleader. Yet at the same time, even after those were released, he still did a sit down with him within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And does any other network, can any other network pay him what he's been making?
Well, I sure don't think, I mean, Newsmax and OAN are doing okay, but they're certainly not a Fox.
How's The Blaze doing? How's Glenn Beck's The Blaze
doing? Oh, yeah,
doing?
The Blaze.
Or I guess like Daily Caller, Daily Wire, which is Ben Shapiro and Charlie Kirk, right? So, I mean, there's plenty of other options out there as far as conservative media goes. I don't know if any of them are as profitable as Fox, but...
Here's the lineup they have, too.
Okay.
Brett Baer is weeknights at 6, followed by Jesse Waters, Tucker Carlson, then Hannity... Then Laura Ingraham, she wraps up the night. Well, and then Gutfeld, who thinks he's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, it's apparently his colleagues were stunned by the departure, which seems out of the blue. Wow, one producer wrote. Quote, we're just learning of this like everyone else. Total surprise on my end. Another stunned staffer told The Post, adding that colleagues were shocked as well. So, like I said, this only broke at like 11:40 this morning, and I don't know if there is much. There were certainly going to be a lot of pieces written about it, but I don't know if there's actual a lot of information about it at all. But I'm as interested as far as who do they? Because was Tucker's ratings? I should know this, but as far as I just don't know, like the ratings game as far as like the 262 said on the text line 844-967-2789. If Bill O'Reilly, when he left, did Tucker fill that hole or was Tucker already kind of his own thing? Because Tucker's been around for a long time with his bow ties and his crossfire. Well, and
that's how he started. Yeah.
And so, and what is Bill? I don't know what Bill O'Reilly's around. I think he was doing something. I think there's a new one that. I think he's still doing stuff, too, but who knows? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he just magically goes into the ether, and we never hear from him again.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
I highly doubt
it. That is not going to happen. He might run for office.
Oh, wow. That would be a...
Seriously, he might run for office.
Do you... A Trump-Tucker 2024 primary? Because now it seems like DeSantis's... Everything I've heard so far, DeSantis's campaign's kind of unraveling.
And just... He was in Europe, just got to Europe. He's doing a trip to Europe. If I was a Florida taxpayer, I'd be watching what Ron is spending our taxpayer dollars on because he's been on this book tour. But someone asked him this morning whether or not he was going to run, and he is just a bad speaker. He's just not a good off-the-cuff speaker.
But there's also all these stories coming out that he's also just not likable. That anyone who likes Ron DeSantis basically hasn't actually met him in person yet. And I don't think he's going to win on this Disney thing as far as how that's all going to play out. I don't even mean just legally. I just mean even in the opinion of the court of public opinion, I don't think he wins. So then maybe Tucker magically appears in the primary as another celebrity option. And what chaos and circus would that unfold? But I can't wait to hear more information about this. And I don't know. It's interesting to think of who fills in, if there's somebody from the ranks that gets pulled up, or if it just, I don't know. This is wild news. But one of the things I really wanted to start with this morning, well, what we were planning on starting with this morning, which we're still going to get to, in this first hour is, are you afraid to go to Milwaukee? I know this show plays statewide. We also play, throughout the suburbs, but even for people who live a drive away from Milwaukee, are you afraid to go to Milwaukee? So we're going to talk about that this hour as well. But, I am very interested Who do you think would replace, out of the lineup we said, do you think someone gets bumped up from the main Knights?
Well, it's not going to be Brett Baer because he actually tries to be credible. So I don't know. I don't know who's waiting in the wings. Texter from the 608 says, if you bought anything from Tucker Carlson, you are a sucker. That Smartmatic suit and the producer's info must be incredible. Fox is scared to death. Tucker had the highest ratings on the network, and now the right-wing bubble will implode because there's not one single source for these people to run to.
But do they follow... Another question that'll be interesting is, do they follow him?
And if he starts up something on his own?
Well, if he starts up something on his own or he goes to another network, like, I always think it's interesting in the... In big... Either it's cable networks, primetime networks, but do people watch because of the personality or people watch just because of that's the channel that they watch? And so I think about it as far as, you know, there was, whether it's TikTok or YouTube, sometimes there's these waves of Hollywood thinking if they cast these influencers who have a huge following, that inevitably the show that they get cast on will have good ratings, or the movie they star in will have good ratings, just because the audience will follow them.
Right.
And I wonder with someone like Tucker, which is the bigger draw? Is it the fact that he was on Fox? And so if he leaves Fox, does whoever just fills that hole still hold that audience? Or does that audience leave and follow him to wherever he lands?
844-967-2789, Tucker Carlson out at Fox. Who should leave next? I still think that the chance that he might run for office is a very real possibility.
Do you think he'd be good at running? Do you think he'd be good at campaigning?
I do. Actually, he's a performer.
He is a performer. It's interesting because one of the things I was listening to, going back to the Ron DeSantis thing, is as far as him just not being a very likable guy. And in comparison to Trump, say what you will about him, he's very good at schmoozing. Like, he sends follow-up thank you notes. He is supposedly very charming in person, in the way that he is good at that thing that makes you feel like you're the most important person in the room.
Sure.
When you're talking to him.
Sure.
And he is endearing. And it's networking and relationships, right? And versus kind of more and more reports of, like, that is not who Ron DeSantis is. And I wonder with someone like Tucker Carlson, who is such a performer, because often, as you probably know this more than anyone, a lot of people who are on the mic, whether it's probably on TV or on the radio, their actual personality isn't their personality on air.
Not entirely.
I would say mine is.
Yeah, you're very authentic.
Yeah, so like I would say mine is. But for other people in what Wisconsin media landscape, I have heard there are some of these folks who are on air every day in real life, very introverted, would not be good at campaigning. So it's interesting to think of what is Tucker like in real life. All right, well, if you have thoughts on who should leave next from Fox now that Tucker is on his way out, 844-967-2789. And also, our next topic after this one, are you afraid to go to Milwaukee? And if so, why? 844-967-2789. Stay with us on this Monday morning on As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi, I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight, with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. Lows level off around 35, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 28 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to downtown Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. Whether it's driving, whether it's crime, whether it's just parking, which maybe you're not afraid of parking, but if you don't live in Milwaukee, and I'm talking about downtown, I'm talking about Fiserv, I'm talking about Central Library, I'm talking about Public Market, I'm talking about the downtown area, not just any parts of Milwaukee, because Milwaukee is big. Are you afraid to go to downtown Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. And I'm asking, I'm obviously not. I live in Milwaukee.
I live downtown.
I live close to downtown. I live, probably 2 miles from the heart of downtown. I have almost only in my entire adult life lived in big cities. I've lived in Los Angeles. I have lived in, I don't know if Berkeley is a big city, but San Francisco, New York, and now I live in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee is small compared to those. And I never feel unsafe, really. And that might be part of my personality, but I just don't have any thought. I mean, I don't think twice about it.
Doesn't cross your mind.
So when I saw this story, I think, similar to a lot of other people who live in Milwaukee, I very much rolled my eyes. And my first instinct was to want to mock some of these parents. But that doesn't help anything. And I want to being as judgmental of them as they are being about downtown Milwaukee doesn't help the scenario. So I thought, let's actually have a conversation about it. And I would love to hear from people who don't live in Milwaukee. And you don't have to live in the suburbs of Milwaukee, because, I mean, we've given Brewers tickets away of people who live in Rib Mountain and people who are making long drives to get to Milwaukee. I remember meeting, this was up like Northwest Milwaukee 2020, Northwest Wisconsin 2021. We were up at my aunt and uncle's cabin near like Hayward and up there. And we were driving back and the Bucks were going to go to the finals. And we were at some tiny little diner, and there was probably an 18-year-old young woman who she and her friends were driving from Northwest Wisconsin to go to Milwaukee. And, you know, and she wasn't scared. But I'm bringing this up because not once, but twice over the weekend, CBS 58 ran a story about New Berlin West and their pre-prom photo shoot that was raising concerns for some parents. So, New Berlin, Milwaukee suburb, and they were taking their pre-prom. And it was funny because we were downtown this weekend and we saw people walking around Wisconsin Ave with their prom photos on or their prom dresses on. I was like, where is prom downtown? Is prom at like the Wisconsin Center? What's happening right now? But this was probably because they were taking their pictures at the Central Library.
Which is a beautiful building.
Which is beautiful. But then there were... So do we have some of the clip of the story?
This was from Vox.
But no, CBS 58, right? The clip from the...
Oh, I have a
oh, okay. So CBS 58 covered this. And so basically it was the parents were on heightened alert because they are nervous about crime numbers downtown. And they covered this not once, but twice, which I thought was interesting. And I think there's a criticism as far as why was this news in the first place? But I would love to hear from you. Are you nervous to go to downtown Milwaukee? 844-967-2789.
We have Rob from the Rapids on the phone. Hey, Rob, thanks for joining us. Goes Wisconsin. What do you want to say?
Good morning, ladies, and great show. Appreciate it. I lived in Milwaukee for 42 years before moving out to rural Iowa and then in the end, rural Wisconsin. I live in Port Edwards, which is a suburb of Wisconsin Rapids. We all know that dearly, wonderful town. And I don't consider Milwaukee any, they shouldn't have anything to be ashamed of. They have the same issues that any large city, any large metropolis has. And I would almost, I don't know the statistics, but I would guess that a community like Wisconsin Rapids or perhaps, you know, Burlington or whatever, they probably per capita have similar statistics as the big cities. But, you know, you've got a concentration of a lot of folks that are low income in Milwaukee, as does Chicago, as does New York, as does Atlanta, on and on and on. And I think it's a wonderful town. I have relatives there. I do enjoy going back there. I'll be blunt, going downtown in any large city really is crummy because of cost, logistics, parking. You know the drill.
Yeah.
Okay, if you live there, you can commute with buses and gee, I wished we would have had a commuter train, but I guess that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Never anyway, say never, Rob.
Yeah. Well, I'm a train guy. I really am.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's flying. I love trains. But that being said, Milwaukee has nothing to be ashamed of. It's a great community, cultural melting pot, beautiful parks and lakefront and restaurants and cultural. And you want to go listen to music. You know, it's just an amazing place. And then looking at the big cities, dirt cheap, right? It's you can't beat the costs in Milwaukee compared to Chicago or any of the big towns, bigger towns. So Milwaukee should hold their head high throughout the years, good, bad, and different. They've sullied the crummy stuff thrown at them by one of the neighboring counties where I think you ladies are probably sitting right now. But all that being said, when they want to go see a National League game, where do they go? Milwaukee.
Yep.
When they want to see great art and music festivals, where do they go? Milwaukee. Why? Because it's a cool town and it's got great stuff.
We should get you to be on an ad, Rob. This is a great promo for Milwaukee.
Seriously, you need to be the unofficial ambassador for Milwaukee, Rob. We're coming up to a break, so we got to catch it loose. But we're going to keep this going.
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
Are you afraid to go to Milwaukee? We'll be back in a minute.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken helped broker another 72 hours of ceasefire in Sudan as two rival generals fight for control of Khartoum. After embassy evacuations over the weekend, CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland says U.S. civilians still in Khartoum are urged to take land routes out.
Washington has placed additional naval forces offshore in preparation for further evacuations. It is estimated that there may be 16,000 Americans in the country. Most are dual nationals.
Tucker Carlson is no longer with Fox News. Fox's Harris Faulkner reading in the announcement on air.
We want to thank Tucker Carlson for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a long-term contributor.
Bed Bath & Beyond has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The chain expects to close all 360 of its Bed Bath & Beyond and 120 Bye Bye Baby retail locations.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh,
it's
you know right. What, Jake? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
What do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
On Civic Media.
Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Picture controversy. Students planning to take their photos tomorrow in downtown Milwaukee.
But that decision has some parents concerned. CBS 58's Michelle Fiore explains why.
Prom night lends itself to the pages of our memory books. But this year, this beautiful space where New Berlin West students plan to take pictures to remember the event is stirring up controversy.
The students get their information through this Instagram page.
Students' initial plans to meet up at the Berner Botanical Gardens got changed to the Milwaukee Central Library due to a rainy weather forecast.
On Wednesday, we get a notification, one of our kids sent to us, that the official location had been changed to the public library.
The library is at 9th and Wisconsin. Just last week, a bus leaving the Morgan Wallen concert at 35th and Wisconsin got caught in the middle of gunfire, elevating parents' concerns.
And these kids, again, they're not going to be magically dropped on a carpet down in front of the library. They're going to need to drive. Some of them are going to probably get off on 35th Street, go right down Wisconsin Avenue, and these are high crime areas.
The bus shooting happened at night, but last month the man was shot around.
Are you afraid to go to downtown Milwaukee? Are you afraid for your kids to go down to downtown Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. That was a clip from one of two times that CBS 58 aired this story. And I have a little bit of criticism that this was a story at all in the first place that got not once but twice aired on as like news for the weekend. And maybe it was because, oh, there was actually no crime this weekend to cover, so let's cover this story instead. Especially because I think CBS 58, someone wrote this to me on Twitter because I posted this as a poll on Twitter this morning of they have an ad, I think, running as far as that they don't. They try to cover like the uplifting stories of the city and not crime as much. And I guess this isn't actually, I mean, it's kind of like subversively talking about crime that happens, but more highlighting suburban parents and their fear about their kids going to take pictures. And it's what's funny is because then the follow up to this is nothing happened. Right. They took their pictures.
Everything was fine.
There was, you know, it's a bunch of white kids taking pictures in their dresses and their and like the parents have their phones out and everyone's having a great time. And the central library is beautiful. And the thing that was so funny is because I think it was in the other coverage. One of the like there's like three girls that are like 17 and they're so excited for prom. They're like, and we're going on a party bus. And I was like, if I being a former teenager, you should be way more worried about what's going to happen on that party bus than what happened at Central Library. Because that's all I was thinking about. I was like, someone's stomach's getting pumped tonight. Like, that's what you should be more worried about than sending your kids to Central Library in a massive group of people in the middle of the day. And yet, this was a thing. And it just made me think in general. I don't think any of us who live in Southeast Wisconsin, but even Wisconsin in general, are immune to the news coverage of Milwaukee and even of Chicago.
Sure.
And the crime that happens without context and lets that sway our opinion of that place to the extent that we don't want to go, we don't want our kids to go, and we deprive them and ourselves potentially of all of the incredible things that there are to offer by going downtown and taking advantage of all the stuff that is happening in Milwaukee. And like, you know, one of the things I do for CW18 and My 24 is we do these like coming up this weekend, like what's happening in Milwaukee.
Sure.
And I try to find things for like a community calendar that's in Waukesha and Brookfield and around. But like ultimately, when you look up things to do on a weekend, most of it's in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening all the time.
Yes.
And that's just the nature of being in a city. And so I'm asking people, if you don't live in Milwaukee, how do you feel about going to Milwaukee? 844-967-2789.
Got a text from the 608. I grew up on a res not far from Lake Superior, but I've been in the Free Republic of Madison for the last couple of decades. Honestly, I'm more on high alert anywhere in rural Wisconsin than I am in places like Milwaukee or Chicago.
And I've heard that. I've heard that certainly from people of color, black people who are like, I don't necessarily feel safe going to other parts of Wisconsin and like leaving Milwaukee. And, you know, and I thought about that this weekend. We had of Ralph Jarl, who's home now, is the young boy who got shot last weekend because he was at the wrong house.
To pick up his brothers.
And I thought about that this weekend because yesterday we had family over and the door knocked. And, you know, this is the 2023. We rarely have people knock on the door. Well, we're not expecting, right?
It's unusual.
And I was like, who's that? Who's going to be? That could be.
And I opened the door, and it was probably 12, I mean, the two, their cousins, let's say 12 and 10 or 13 and 11, and two young black boys, and they were asking for work, basically. And they, I guess Mike had said that they had come by when it snowed before, asking if they could help shovel, but sure, there was someone else that was already helping. But they were just asking for 10 bucks, and if there was anything they could do to work, like to help around the house. And we also had left, my mom had left, and so we left the garage door open, and they immediately were like, "And like, your garage door's open. We didn't take anything, but we just wanted to knock and tell you that it was open." And so I gave them $7. I was like, "Come back this summer when we have yard work." But I thought about that in that simple instance, that strangers knocking on the door, and it could have been as, like, for like what had happened to that young man. And like, for us, we don't think twice about it, as far as we don't, you know, I would never answer the door with a gun. But the danger that can be flipped for people that we never think, like, we as white people don't necessarily think about. But that's also not what's covered as much. So 844-967-2789. How do you feel about going to downtown Milwaukee?
From the 414, I grew up in Milwaukee. I went to school in Milwaukee. I went to college in Milwaukee. When I shop in the suburbs, I see panhandling and kids hanging around, just as in Milwaukee. I feel for years there's been a concerted effort from Madison to starve Milwaukee and highlight its problems without giving it the tools it's needed to function today. Wisconsin needs a healthy Milwaukee, just like a healthy and safe Milwaukee is good for Wisconsin. I have no problems going to the city.
Nice. And then on the Facebook Live, which you can always watch on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, if you want to see us instead of just hear us. Joseph McClear says, "I'm afraid to go to Milwaukee, honestly, but just because it has the worst drivers in America, everything else about it is great. Hashtag bucks and six."
And you know, Joe, I can't disagree with that. And my husband and I were talking this weekend. There is a restaurant in Shorewood that I really love.
Which one?
The Three Lions.
Oh, yeah, the pub.
Yeah, the pub. Yeah. Very, very English pub with wonderful food and lots of soccer on the TVs. And I said, you know, I'd love to go there sometime. I won't drive down Capitol Drive anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's a death trip. It is. And I drove it for 7 years when I worked down there, and I worked on 7th and Capitol. And I know I've said this before, but I would almost get killed about three times a week from the reckless driving.
Yeah.
And that to me is tragic. But it exists.
And I think that's real. And I think that is, I mean, we've talked about this. Milwaukee's bad. The whole state is bad as far as driving numbers and driving deaths has been increasing and across the board.
And this is also nationally.
Yes. And I mean, cars are dangerous. How we've designed our roads are not pedestrian first at all. And especially some of the major thoroughfares in Milwaukee are basically racetracks of how wide they are, how fast you can go on them, how big the intersections are. And so I think the combination of, hopefully, knock on wood, the bills that were recently passed in Madison as far as upping the ante with reckless driving ramifications, but also money to redesign the streets and do more stuff for actually changing people's behaviors, because there's blockades and roundabouts and stuff like that. But I think that's different. That's not a reason to be fearful of going downtown. It was interesting. And it's also the same thing Rob said, our first caller, of, I understand the hassle for some people of getting downtown, but that's thinking it's annoying or chaotic is different than being scared.
Without a doubt.
And I think that was the crux of what this story was these parents who live so close to a great city being fearful and apprehensive about their kids even going downtown to take pictures in the middle of the day. And it was interesting because a couple weeks ago, this was the beginning of April, so beginning of this month, I had read this in Vox, and the title was "Why Fear of Crime More Than Crime Itself is Holding Back America's Downtowns." And I'll link it to today's show notes, which you can always find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen. And it's talking to a woman named Hannah Love, who's the senior research associate at Brookings Institution, which is a think tank. And they didn't look at Milwaukee. They looked at Philadelphia, New York, Seattle, and Chicago. And what they found was, you know, there's this difference between what we interpret and what is true. And that in those four cities, the crime levels in downtown, while the crime levels citywide had gone up for both violent and property crime, which they separated, the crime downtown was stable, if not less. And granted, that's not necessarily how, when you hear something on the news and you don't live in that part of that city, you identify as which part of town things are happening in. But the issue being, people just hear one thing that happened in Milwaukee and sometimes put that blanket
right
anywhere in Milwaukee could be dangerous.
Right.
And again, this wasn't, they didn't look at Milwaukee itself, but, you know, four other major cities. And part of the problem is that what, it's like a catch-22 of part of the things that will continue to make downtown safer is more people in them, is more hustle and bustle, is more foot traffic, is, but like, if people are afraid to go downtown, how do you get that, right? And so as we don't, we have less and less people necessarily working and like going back to downtown offices, it's, it becomes like, what are the policy and strategies to try to attract people to be there when there is this fear about going there?
Yeah. And it's perception, not necessarily reality, right?
Yeah.
And that false perception, at least for some, I believe, is being pushed intentionally.
Through media?
Through some media and through some politicians as well.
Well, there's certainly some media I know of that wants to talk about Milwaukee and what a asshole it is. But I'm here to tell you, if you are someone who is not called in because you are afraid to go to Milwaukee, I would like to tell you, come down. It's a great city. And it's, especially now that we're getting into the summer, like, there's no place I'd rather be in the summer than Milwaukee.
844-967-2789. You can call or text that same number. We have Ken from Sturgeon Bay joining us. Hi, Ken. What do you want to say?
Hi. Yeah, about a week ago, limousine service up in this neck of the woods got shot. Its window shot out. And the police report, the cop had said, just be advised what streets you go on and what time you do travel. He didn't say it was all bad, but he just be aware of where you're at. And he advised probably not such a good idea in some neighborhoods at night.
But so wait, was this in Sturgeon Bay or in Milwaukee?
In Milwaukee, coming home from the concert.
From the Morgan, the country concert?
Yeah. Yeah, the windows in the limousine got shot out on some crossfire. Yep. But he says it's pretty common, so you just got to watch, and there's nothing, you know, what you can't really, you know, you can investigate it so much, but
yeah,
there's not really much to go on. There's not much they can do either, but
yeah,
he just said be aware of surroundings and plan accordingly, I guess, so.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Rob. Thank you, Ken. Yes, thanks, Ken.
We got to go to another break, but I know we have a couple more calls coming through, and so how do you feel about going to downtown Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after the break. Somebody come.
See you there. We can forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mixed precipitation likely, changing to all snow overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 35, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. A mix of clouds and sun. 28 tomorrow night, mainly clear. A dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to downtown Milwaukee? Do you feel fine about going to downtown Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. We're talking about this because CBS 58 had a story over the weekend about some concerned parents and the controversial decision to have pre-prom photos taken at Central Library for the New Berlin West kids. And my reaction as a urban dweller and Milwaukee resident was to roll my eyes. But then I wanted to be fair because that doesn't solve anything. It's right. Just to make fun of people for their predispositions and have a conversation around it as far as like, what are your predispositions around Milwaukee? Because sometimes it's not your fault as far as what is the media and what is the narrative that's being fed to you. Because I thought about this weekend. I talked to one of my college girlfriends yesterday who dropped the bomb on me that her family is moving. She, her husband, and her two very small children are moving from Houston, Texas, because he works in oil, to Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you, I have never been to Rio. And some of the things that I know about it is that it's awesome and that it's dangerous.
Yep. That's a good point.
But she's not scared. They're visiting. They're going and taking 2 weeks, like, to go look at schools, look at where they're going to live and all this stuff. And, like, they are marching forward. And so it's like, I get the what you hear about a place without having actually spent time there, you're subject to what you hear about it.
Sure.
And so wanting to actually have this discussion. So I think we have Eric on from TOSA.
Eric, thanks for joining Esco's Wisconsin. What do you want to say?
Yeah, hi. I was born and raised mostly in cities, spent most times in, and actually the quiet and vast emptiness of rural areas are kind of frightening at times, especially if you're driving through at night. And I like to say that the story that you ran briefly on the kids from, let's be clear, New Berlin, is kind of the conditioning, you know, that Wisconsinites, mostly white Wisconsinites, go through throughout your life. That's an example of the conditioning we go through in our life and why Wisconsin struggles to evolve, you know, because we keep seeing these things and hearing these things. And to think that these ads, because it's a CBS thing, it'll get picked up and aired in some of the affiliates out in the boondocks. And so they'll see it out there and they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's why I never go there. I'm never going to go there. And to those folks, seeing something on Milwaukee is like Orson Welles doing the War of the Worlds, you know, because they have no idea what it's really like. Is it real? Is it not? You know, that it suspends belief for them. So I think it's a lot of narrative and it's a lot of stereotyping. And we quote unquote, a lot of us fall for it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, Eric.
And but what's interesting was, at least in the way that the story was covered, the kids had no problem.
Yeah, it wasn't them.
They were like, I don't want to be afraid to go downtown. And granted, in the limited coverage they could have of this, the people that they interviewed were the people who actually went downtown. And so maybe there were some kids who decided not to go. Maybe it was like they also couldn't get a ride down there.
Right.
Because then the actual prom was at the Brookfield Convention Center over by the mall that's over there. And so to go downtown, then to Brookfield, but you live in New Berlin, like, that's a lot of driving in a day, potentially. And so other concerns of why you wouldn't want to go down there is one thing, but just to be afraid, I feel like that's something that we should work on as far as debunking that. And everyone would benefit, I feel like, if we would debunk that, as far as people who live in the suburbs and them feeling more confident and realizing it's not big and scary. And as Eric just said, exposing your kids to all of the different things that are available down there and feeling like that they can navigate. Because some of them, if you know, what are you going to do if your kid decides to go to DePaul in Chicago?
Or Marquette.
Or NYU. Or, you know, any of the universities that are in a big city. And, like, they have to learn how to navigate public transit and deal with people and, like, not just drive from location to location like you do when you live in the suburbs or you live in rural areas, right? And so the exposure is not a bad thing. But
it's funny that you say that, though, and you're absolutely right. My hometown when I was growing up was 8,000 people.
Yeah.
And I went to the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. I'd never taken a bus. Yeah. I was afraid of the bus drivers.
Were you really?
Yes.
What do you think the bus drivers were going to do?
I don't know. They're going to yell at me if I put my money in wrong or something. And bus drivers, by the way, for the most part, are really lovely, helpful people.
Yes.
But I didn't have any exposure to that. You know, we would come into Milwaukee every once in a while from an hour away. But exposure before you're like 18, 19 years old is probably a good idea.
Well, and it's also so much about like learning to be self-sufficient. And some of the, like, there is something about being a city kid and being able to navigate and know more about your surroundings and not kind of live in this like little cloud of security,
right,
that your parents have provided you. And then it's a real shock when you get out into the real world, unless your parents continue to keep you in metaphorical bubble wrap all the time. So, before we close out this first hour, because in the next hour, we are going to be talking to Erica Olivier and Christina Drain, who are both representatives from Milwaukee's Department of Health. And we're going to talk about the bomb doula program. Also, and I'm really excited about this.
And because, those are not two words you would necessarily hear together.
No, not at all. And so it stands for the Birth Outcomes Made Better Doula Program. So we're going to talk about that with them. And then at 12:30, we're talking to Dr. Ben Weston, who is Milwaukee County Chief Health Policy Advisor, about opioid harm reduction and prevention strategies. But before we bookend this hour, not only is Tucker Carlson leaving Fox, we don't know if that is his choice or their choice, but one choice that was made for him is Don Lemon has been fired from CNN.
Oh, wow.
What if those two got a show together?
Crosswise.
Man, talk about the egos. How much do you think they're both angry that they're going to be competing on what's trending on Twitter between Don Lemon's ego and Tucker Carlson's ego? Who's the bigger story that they're leaving their network?
They'll cancel each other
out. They'll cancel each other out. All right. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Get to the heart, baby, the heart of the city. Say you love it when you show, don't be sentimental. Move to the heart, baby, the heart of the city. This is where the future lies beneath the burning sulfur skies. Come on! Come on,
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.